A refugee camp in South Sudan's Unity State was bombed Thursday, threatening to raise tensions with Sudan in the violence-plagued border region. The United Nations confirmed the attack in an area where about 20,000 refugees are camped after fleeing violence in South Kordofan and Blue Nile provinces north of the border. Christian Solidarity Worldwide's team leader for Africa and the Middle East, Dr. Katsa Gondwe, spoke to us about the situation.
There have been continual bombings in Sudan, particularly in areas which have yet to be determined whether they'll stay with the north or go to the south. There's been bombings in the Nuba Mountains. There have been bombings, and that's in South Kordofan. And there have been bombings in Blue Nile, all these border states. But what happened on the 10th was that there was a bombing of refugees from these areas who had fled into South Sudan, which is now an independent state. This bombing happened, I'm informed, an hour after a UN helicopter had landed in the area to bring food aid. So it was actually witnessed by some aid workers, and there's corroborative evidence for this. A plane that is thought to have been an Antonov bomber circled several times before releasing, I'm told, between 2 to 5 bombs, one of which is still unexploded and jammed into a school building. Fortunately, from what we're hearing, there have been no casualties, but this is a major violation of the sovereignty of South Sudan, and it's basically almost an act of war. And worse than that, it's a crime. It could be an international crime because you don't bomb refugee camps. This camp is called Yida, and it houses 20,000 refugees from the Nuba Mountains and also from Blue Nile. So this is a major international incident.
Now, has anybody offered a justification for the bombing? I understand the North is denying that they're responsible.
Yeah, they're denying it, but it's hardly likely that they're not responsible. There's nobody else who would be flying an Antonov bomber and rolling out bombs from there. They have been bombing further up in the region. They've been bombing the border states in the same way as this place was bombed. It is highly unlikely that anybody else could have done this, and their denials are really not very convincing.
What's provoking the current round of violence?
It's almost difficult to describe what is provoking it, because if you look at it on the surface, it just seems to be mindless, as if the North has no policy and no even cognizance of what it's doing. However, it seems, if you look at the history of the Northern Sudan, whenever there has been a problem in the center, for example, at the moment the economy is collapsing, food prices are increasing, and there's a complete failure of policy in Northern Sudan, political policy, economic policy. They seem to be distracting or trying to distract attention by starting a war elsewhere, creating some kind of enemy somewhere else to distract attention from policy failures. And I think this is one of the instances. I think this is a really desperate move on the part of the North to distract attention from its own problems and, in its own territory, because otherwise it makes absolutely no sense at all. And it seems it wants to expand this war because the satellite Sentinel project has confirmed that, according to some of the imagery that it has viewed recently, and this was confirmed today, that Sudan is already trying to upgrade some of the airfields in the area it's seized in Blue Nile. And this can only be in preparation for easier bombing of the south. So they seem quite determined to go down this path.
What would you say are the prospects of actual war breaking out between South Sudan and Sudan?
Well, I mean, South Sudan has been pretty patient. In May, the North invaded Abyei and displaced a lot of people. Their troops are still there. And they have tried not to react, really, in kind to what has been done. But it gets to a stage where there's almost no other alternative but war, and this is what we want to avoid. So this is why we're calling on members of the international community who guaranteed the peace agreement between North and South, who guaranteed and oversaw the transition to freedom of the South, to actually rise up now and put pressure on the North and stop them from doing what they're doing. There has to be a no-fly zone instituted in the border areas between these two states. And this should include South Kordofan and also Blue Nile State. Without that, these bombings are going to continue, and eventually there's going to be some kind of reaction.
Do you see any international will to actually go in and enforce a no-fly zone, or in other words, to put pressure on Sudan to stop attacks like this?
Sadly, I don't. The international community talk a good talk, but they never actually put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. This is something that could be easily solved if there was the will to do it, but it seems that Sudan is a lower priority than, for example, Libya was, which is really quite distressing to watch.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add as far as what's happening in the immediate future or what more can be done?
Well, just as I said before, it just takes the international community, key members of the international community who have the capacity to do this, to actually institute this no-fly zone, and then also to bring the two parties together for talks, so that not just talks, but to resolve Abyei, to resolve Blue Nile status, to resolve the status also of South Kordofan in a peaceable manner. This is what should have been done long ago, when there was much more leverage on the North. We can just hope and pray that there is enough leverage now to push the North to such an extent that it will not sort of take this whole thing to its logical conclusions and actually almost initiate a war through its or reignite a war through its behavior.